All right, Kyle, thanks a lot. Jose, let's catch people up. How you doing? We've seen you throwing a lot. How's everything feel?
Everything is feeling great, man. You know, thanks God. Been following the program exactly how we want it and what the doctor wants, what the team wants, and the ball's coming out great. That's the truth. Following the plan, throwing another bullpen tomorrow, and just 2 days from that, start getting more into that five-day rotation. I'm throwing another bullpen, so it's kind of like it's getting fun, man, and it's getting closer, so I'm looking forward to enjoy this team.
One of the things we've heard a lot from pitchers coming back from Tommy John surgery is it's a very lonely process. You're on your own doing your rehab. You're away from the team so much. It had to be great for you to get to spring training this year and be around all the guys, be around the team, and be around the game again.
No, of course it is. I was looking forward to spring training big time and knowing it, going into it, knowing that, you know, we have a great group of guys, man. We have a great group of guys that I trust, that I believe that we're going to do something special here in Miami. Well, there's amazing fans that have been supporting, and you know, I think that, and obviously now being here at home with them in every game, it's something really special. It's getting me a feel of, you know, how everything it is, and you know, how the feelings are, and you know what we're doing. So far, we haven't had the best start, but I think we'll go where we need to be, and that's just a matter of time.
So, what's your schedule like right now on a day-to-day basis?
Basically, throwing 6 days a week, resting one day, not throwing, and it's about to change right now. It's changing tomorrow, so. And two bullpens a week, that will be Monday and Thursdays. Now this week is changing, so this week it's going to be bullpen Monday and Thursday. So I think after that we take a week off, and then after that I think we throw another bullpens, and we go to team games from there. So
you start facing live hitters, and at some point get into rehab assignments.
I will give you a day, but I don't know exactly. Say close by the end of the month somewhere, but I think that's when I have my first team game by the end of the month. I'm not really looking forward to dates, and not just, you know, like I'm going basically at the most 2 days at a time.
We know how much you love to pitch. We know how competitive you are. And from the very beginning, the fear was he's not going to be able to wait to get back. How have you been so patient through this whole process?
It's about being mature. It's about being mature, being responsible, and it's about respecting what the work the doctor did, what the work that my therapist, Ron Jacob, has done, by the work that the Marlins have done, by the work that any person, my mom, my girlfriend, anybody has been there and know how hard it has been, of course, for myself. It's just more as it's respect and being responsible for your acts. It's, if you do something crazy, that there's no reason why you shouldn't be doing that, because you're going to just throw away what everybody has done to try to help you. So it's kind of like, it's tough. It's not easy. You know, I want to pitch today in the big leagues. It's not. People ask me, how you been so patient? I have, because I have to be. But I would love to pitch in the big leagues today. It's just what I love to do, pitch.
People have gotten to know you over the last couple of years, and people know how much you respect this game, how much it means to you to be a major league player. But going through this experience, does that even make you more appreciative of all the little things you go through over the course of a season?
It is enormous. It is so huge. I was just talking in the outfield with AJ about, you know, last year, and, you know, when everybody was telling me, if you would have been here, and, you know, all that stuff, it was so tough for me, and, you know, it was really hard, and you know, now, you know, it makes you appreciate that. You know, I feel like every time that I'm here out here in the field, it's every day. It doesn't matter if I'm not throwing or if I'm chagging, or, you know, it's an honor, man. It's an honor to be in the big leagues. And it's only 750 people that can do that. So it's an experience that I really can't explain, and that it's just great to be here.
As we wrap up with Jose Fernandez, I know you're not looking too far ahead, but have you thought at all about what it's going to feel like when that day comes, when you walk back out onto a major league mound for the first time after all you've been through over the last year?
You know, obviously, that's the main goal here, getting back on that mound and getting on it. But yeah, I haven't really think about it. I think it's just going to be, of course, I'm going to be on top, amp up, and I'm going to be really happy and really great. But it's a really important day to control your emotions and not let them carry you. Not let them carry you, because that doesn't work out. When you let your emotions get the best of you, it never works out. So basically, it's trying to go out there and get, you know, whatever innings the guys, manager and Chuck want me. And, you know, hopefully give my team a chance to win. And that's the main goal here.
You know that every Marlins fan is counting down to that day. Every baseball fan is anxious for that day to return. Jose, you look great. It's great to see you throwing again, and we appreciate the time today.
Thank you, boss. Thank you. Take care.
So, Jose Fernandez, Kyle, back to you.